This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Aries New Moon. The Aries New Moon takes place on April 15th or 16th, 2018, at 6:57 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 9:57 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 1:57 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 26 degrees Aries, 2 minutes. There's nothing subtle about Aries. That goes a hundredfold for the new moon happening in the sign on April 15th and 16th. It's combative, explosive, liberating, motivating, and propelling, blasting us out of safe, confining shells into raw, unfettered form. Think seeds bursting into bloom via time-lapse photography. Think Athena springing full-grown from the head of Zeus. Think rockets, red glare, bombs bursting in air. Think lava erupting through cracks that have been opening for years. The moon's high impact comes from a close conjunction to Uranus, agent of radical, unpredictable change and liberation. Their meeting takes us to the breaking point in a process that's been going on since 2010 when Uranus entered Aries. He moves to Taurus in a month and will not be in Aries during an Aries new moon, much less conjunct one, for the rest of most of our lifetimes. His last hurrah in the sign sees his individuating powers at maximum strength. If you've been waiting for the moment to act, push a project forward, or take a huge running leap, this is it. Whether you consciously take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime event or not, staying in place is not possible. Surprises, epiphanies, and breakthroughs will abound and spur you on. This bodes well for resolving situations that have you feeling trapped with no practical way out. This moon may open an escape hatch, or you may decide you're not going to take it anymore and bolt for freedom. Whatever breaks, and your perceptions will be part of that, has been building for a long time. Whatever breaks will happen unexpectedly, startlingly, maybe shockingly, with a volatile, accelerated unfolding that may feel as if time is speeding up. Whatever breaks, there will be no going back. It's supported by the ongoing renovation of the foundations of our existence, most recently enhanced by a helpful sextile between Jupiter and Pluto the day before the new moon. This is the second of their three links. The first was January 15th, the last comes September 12th. All offer the possibility of bringing hidden treasure and psycho beasties to the surface, clearing away the chaos of recent years and upgrading the structures and systems on which we build our lives. Even if you get hit upside the head or find the wind knocked out of you, the moon has tools to get you through it. Mars, ruler of our actions and the Aries moon, has help from Neptune. Divine love, guidance, and inspiration, and maybe a touch of magic that puts you in the right place at the right time, or occasions events that cannot be a coincidence. The cosmic hand is outstretched. May as well reach for it. Also, presence of mind is a probable gift of the one slowing influence in this moon's lineup. Mercury is in the turnaround from his retrograde, which formally ends a half a day before the new moon. His station creates the illusion of time slowing, which will help keep our wits about us while metaphoric firecrackers are going off. He may also put sufficient drag on information and, importantly, our processing it. Hang in suspense for a few seconds, and data might rearrange into realizations that are useful, or at least make sense of the past few weeks or years. Don't worry about free fall. If you find yourself in it, it will be without warning before you have time to grasp what is happening and freak out about it. Before you know it, you'll be on the ground, firm, solid ground at that, since the moon's ruler is in earthbound Capricorn. Most of all, you'll like where you land. This terrain hosts developments that you want and are motivated to obtain, especially where relationships and financial matters are involved. The developments aren't thought experiments, dreams, or wishful thinking either, but as tangible and earthy as can be. Practical and concrete progress in both areas is built into the growing season of this moon. Thank the uncommonly harmonious teamwork of a trine between go-getter Mars and Venus, goddess of love, which was exact on April 11. She's been pointing to what she wants and saying, "Bring it to me." He's been responding, "Your wish is my command." So don't fear or fight this moon. Its gifts have been a long time coming, and it speeds up their delivery and growth. And if it brings you whiplash or anxiety, remember these words: show me another way to look at this. Apply as needed. A mundane note: this moon should break some startling news and precipitate forceful responses. Watch for more to come out about social media manipulation, with the moon between Eris, goddess of discord, and Uranus, lord of chaos, technology, epiphany. With Mercury stationing direct in Aries, some revelations will be infuriating and or involve information warfare. Also, a shocking shakeup is likely involving high levels in governments, with the moon and disruptive lightning-tosser Uranus conjunct the asteroids Apollo and Phaeton. Apollo is the Roman god of art, music, literature, and learning, and associated with leadership as well as homosexuality. Phaeton is a figure of filial irresponsibility, arrogance, and overreach whose recklessness endangered the entire planet. He was the son of the sun god Helios, who confirmed his paternity and promised to grant a request. Phaeton asked to drive the chariot of the sun. Helios kept his word, with disastrous consequences. Phaeton had no experience or training and couldn't control the horses or properly steer the chariot. And as it careened through the sky, Zeus shot him down with a bolt of lightning to keep him from destroying the earth. That's a tantalizing combination. A higher authority intervening suddenly to prevent reckless, inexperienced leadership from igniting the planet, possibly with homosexuality or arts in the mix? Watch this space. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.